This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You're listening to Tales from the Guild Shadows of Paradon. This is part 40 of our story. If you've missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we had last left our heroes, they had witnessed Kvort tearing the veil asunder. Amidst the chaos that followed, our heroes were assigned to search the hometown of Henris Fulgor to see if they could find anything, only to find an aberrant creature torturing a being it called Hope. In the hidden basement of the rundown palace manor, royal villa, whatever you wish to call it, in a dimly lit stone box of a room lined with torture instruments, the three of you stand before a monster. It's the only thing that you could describe it as. Long, bindly limbs with hooks in its hands. You're unsure if they're biological or just implements of torture that he is holding. Its head fully turned 180 degrees around to face you all with that crooked diagonal smile. And I do mean crooked. The mouth is this jagged rip in its head. Countless sharp teeth fill its mouth, and its singular orange eye sits off to the left of it as it turns its attention towards you, away from the being that it has bound to a torturer's table.
Yeah, that he called Hope.
That he did.
And we've heard of the Archons before.
Mm-hmm.
We've even prayed to a few of them.
Yes, Hope, the daughter of life, the Archon of peace.
Let's go save peace. Give peace a chance.
Give peace a chance.
Give peace a chance. Maybe peace can tell us where war is, because I think, I don't know.
The other child of life is actually Mayhem, the Archon of Chaos.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that I managed to do a prayer
No,
to.
You managed to pray to Misery, the Archon of Suffering.
Oh, you're right. Yes, I did.
Yes.
Which is hilarious, but given that Tanwen causes nothing but suffering.
Yay!
We are three of Misery's greatest champions.
The misery doesn't happen
not
to us.
Not deliberately.
No.
The misery doesn't happen to us.
No. We are not miserable at all.
Well, okay.
Anyway, let's kill this fool.
All right. I would like to draw my sword.
I will get everybody to roll initiatives.
Ooh!
I believe you are level 7 now, Mr.
Yeah,
Barbarian Man.
Level 7.
Which means you have
advantage, you boy.
That, and also you have pounce, something or other pounce, which allows you to move half your movement speed when you're raged. Just make sure to remember that.
Oh, yeah. That one rules.
I can pounce like a kitty cat.
It's a really, really good one.
Mm-hmm. Meow.
Meow.
Lovely.
Oh, God. My initiative, as always, even with feats, sucks.
Mm. Well, don't worry, mine's probably worse. I rolled a 6.
14.
16.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We're not going first, are we?
No.
That's first.
It rolled a 19.
Dang!
And it has no dexterity modifiers, so.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a big uh-oh spaghettios from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the Shifting Hulk, as its creature is properly known as, turns its torso to face around you, and now that you see it properly, you saw it pretty well, but seeing it from the back and seeing it from the front is two different stories. Because from the back, it looked human-ish. I mean, sure, its hands looked messed up, and it has this weird vomit-green skin, but, you know, it looked human-ish. It doesn't look human-ish anymore.
No, it didn't
as
think it would.
Its torso, or rather, the front of its torso, there are just mouths. So many mouths. Each of them now beginning to chitter and laugh, each with a different voice. And with that intake, they all inhale. And two of them open up once more. Long, red-tipped, bone-white spikes emerging from them as there is this... as it makes two spine attacks.
Oh, no.
That will be one at Amadeus and one at Magnus.
Okay, what do we need to do?
They are attacks, so just...
Okay, I would like to use my reaction to force disadvantage on the attack that is going for Amadeus.
Okie dokie. Amadeus, could you please remind me of your AC?
14.
Well, 15 on the low end is a hit... 15 plus 9, so 24 for the lower result.
Hits.
Yeah, I figured.
Hellish rebuke when this is done.
Cool. And Magnus's AC is currently sitting at...
18.
18. A natural one will miss.
Yeah. Sorry, I tried my hardest.
Yeah.
All good.
3 fours. Interesting. That's 12 plus 5, so 17 points of piercing damage. And I will do that dex save for hellish rebuke. What's your DC?
17.
It fails. With a 16. Cool. It kind of hits you up in the upper shoulder. After you roll your damage, could you also roll me a constitution saving throw?
30.
Damn.
And con check, wasn't it?
Yes, a con saving throw.
And we get the plus 3 from Tamwin.
Yes, you do.
17.
You are so lucky.
I try.
17 is the DC you were looking for.
Nice.
So I will reveal that effect later. Then, I am now going to need everybody to make me a wisdom saving throw.
I knew I should have used my watch as well.
Woof.
Don't forget that everybody gets... We're
plus
all within...
Plus 3 ain't helping.
Oh, okay.
That's only 7.
Does plus 4 help? Because now I'm level 8.
Did you bump your charisma with level 8?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not helping me though either.
No, I've forgotten that I've given Magnus stupidly high wisdom, but it didn't help.
I got a 12.
Plus 4?
Yeah.
25.
Nice! Oh,
7. That's
the DC was 12.
Oh! Yes!
Wait, so, actually, no, if it's plus 4, then it's 8.
There you go.
Because I rolled a 1.
Unfortunate.
That is grim.
Magnus,
woo-hoo.
You're frightened for a minute. You can repeat the save at the end of your turn. Those that have succeeded are immune to the effect of it for the next 24 hours. Or until the Hulk crits.
Oh, what do you mean the Hulk crits? I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, if at any point this creature crits you with an attack, it gets to use the ability again and you have to remake the save.
Awesome!
He freaky. After making his two spine attacks and attempting to frighten people, he is going to drop on all fours. Ooh. Like a weird humanoid spider thing, jump, his arms and legs twisting in their sockets as if they were all ball joints, fully flipping around and grabbing the ceiling.
Oh! How high up is the ceiling?
About 8-10 meters.
Okay, probably not reachable by melee.
No.
No, okay, cool. Thank you.
That said, there are several implements on sticks around this room.
I see.
As well as just general heavy objects that can be thrown.
Mm.
So yeah, have fun with that. And that will be the end of this weirdo's turn.
I'm going to try something, because why not?
Go for it.
I'm going to fire a lance at this guy.
Yeah.
Roll with them psychic lance. Okay, let's go. Let's do this.
Intelligence saving throw, please.
Oh boy, it has a mighty -1.
He's incapacitated.
Well, he is now incapacitated. Immediately lets go of the ceiling and falls.
Yeah!
Good job.
No, incapacitation doesn't mean that you automatically fail dex saves. He does fail the dex save and take all falling damage.
Oh my gosh. If I may, an incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions. And how long does that last for?
Start of my next turn.
Start of your next turn. Okay.
22 psychic damage.
It's awesome.
It's not amazing on 7d6, but you know, it's not nothing.
So describe to us how he does it.
So, in a similar vein to his Eldritch Blast, a sphere made up of words basically starts growing out of Amadeus's outstretched hand as he's pointing up at the creature on the ceiling. It's like, get down! As it flies towards this creature and hits it square in one of its open, mauled mouths.
Nigh.
As he falls down.
A lance of the word confoundment and all of its various synonyms strike this creature. Momentarily, well, not quite stunning it, but definitely incapacitating it, stopping it from being able to concentrate on things like holding on to the ceiling.
And once it hits the ground, Amadeus, staring at it with filled eyes, Get it? Get it now. That doesn't last very long.
Who would like to go next?
Magnus can go. Oh. So Magnus is frightened of this thing, which makes it quite difficult to approach. However, Magnus is going to recall the tale of the Mouse Knight.
This damn tale again.
Yeah, tale of the Mouse Knight.
He loves that little Mouse Knight.
And how the Mouse Knight stood up to the Cat King.
Uh-huh.
And he will cast Heroism on himself.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Which means you're the frightened condition, allowing Magnus to move 40 feet.
Does Heroism also give you temp HP, or is that a different spell?
Yes, it gives me 4 temp HP.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's go.
Is that an action or a bonus action?
It is an action.
Well, you still
but you can bonus action rage when you're right up next to it.
Oh, wait. With the subclass, can I cast spells while raging?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. After reflecting on the story of the Mouse Knight, Magnus will start to... He's not going to be singing. He's not a bard. But as Magnus is walking forward, he's just storytelling. You know, that sort of annotation, intonation, and projection. The tale of Odric the Mighty Hunter, who slew an elk the size of a mountain range, as his weapons appear to be more dangerous and sharp.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And that would be a total of 60 feet of movement, which I hope is enough to get.
Oh, yeah.
Up close and personal with this lovely
mess. No, certainly. So, story of the Great Hunter. While you're raging, your attacks do an extra d6 of damage, and you crit on 19s and 20s.
Ooh.
Nice!
Okay. Well, I was going to do some protective measures, but it seems like you guys have got it sorted, actually. I might
mid-level D&D.
Yeah, I might as well try and hit this guy. Although, should I use Moonbeam? Nah, I'm going to try and hit him. I want to try and hit him. I've got to try and hit him with my sword while I can.
While he's technically prone.
While he's technically prone. Do I get advantage if he's
prone? Also, yes, he is close enough that you can just move up to him with your usual movement.
Turns out that his spine broke when he fell and he's technically paralyzed.
Yeah, he's paralyzed.
He is not.
We automatically crit.
Could you imagine if we had hold monster?
Oh.
That's a fifth level spell.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's a
I only have charm.
It is basically everybody's spell list.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's really good. Okay.
It does make some fights trivial, but it's so good.
Yeah. Fight against one creature, hold monster. It fails.
Hold monster, send in the paladin.
Smite, 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 smite.
Or with me. Miss, 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 miss.
No, I
you
believe.
Have advantage on this attack. It also doesn't have an insane AC.
Okay, let's go. Oh my gosh. 17 to hit?
Yes.
Oh, phew. Okay. I have an extra smite versus aberrations. This is an aberration, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I'm going to use my... With a mighty slice, she's finally shaken off all of her G-balls.
Mm-hmm.
Tanwyn will do a downward slash, just trying to get across what she thinks is this creature's shoulders,
mm-hmm.
trying to incapacitate its arms. And she is going to do 22 points of damage, please, as
very
the
nice.
Prismatic flame shoots through the creature, slicing it through, cauterizing the wound.
Do you have extra attack as well?
Or? Yes, you do.
I do. I'm going to do it again.
Go for it.
Please, please do.
Please hit again.
Could you imagine if you hit this person more than the Ghoul King?
I already have. Scott, I already have.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's a 16 to hit?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That,
you're looking for a 16.
Oh, and I'm going to use a level 2 spell.
What a rush.
So another 5d8 damage.
Oh, what a rush.
Oh, what a rush.
It's like 3 fights worth of hits for Penguin.
Oh, I'm so excited to hit something. This hit is going to be more of a stab. So she slices down and then her hand comes back behind her and she stabs deep into the belly. 4.
Hey, damage is damage, man.
Damage is damage. 11 points of damage. So
and
I
5d8?
Yeah, I know. I got 3 ones.
And that's including your modifier.
No, it's not including my modifier.
Did you add your modifier in the last one?
I didn't add my modifier in the last one. I got too excited.
This is not the first time you have done this.
No, I do it all the time. Thank you for calling me out.
Here's your modifier, so you can add it.
It's plus 4.
So add an extra 8 to that.
Yeah, so 11 plus 8, so 19.
19, okay. I'm sorry. It's almost like I haven't been playing D&D for nearly 10 years.
Girl. I'm less D&D than you and I'm remembering these.
I don't know, man.
At the end of your turn and at the start of its...
It's still incapacitated, by the way.
It is going to use a free action to use a moment of hope and end all conditions on itself.
Damn it!
Oh!
No, it's gone bullshit.
Including the prone condition.
Bullshit!
As it springs back up.
Well, that's my hits all in.
Does it incur an attack of opportunity?
No. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, standing up doesn't incur attacks of opportunity in 5th edition.
It doesn't.
Be moving. In every other edition of D&D.
Yeah, you have to move out or back.
That seems unfair.
Honestly, yeah, there's only really one trigger for attacks of opportunity in 5th edition, and that's leaving their threatened area.
Yeah.
Or sentinel attack, making attack against
them. Yeah, all sentinel attack. But that, anyway.
My
yeah.
gripes with that aside.
It stands back up and it's like, oh, well, if I can't take hits, who am I to dish them out? Can you say the same? And it's going to make two claw attacks. One against Magnus, one against Tanwyn.
Ah! Okay.
I'll reaction bot when it hits Tanwyn.
Fair enough. If it hits Tanwyn.
If it hits me.
Because both of y'all have insane AC.
We do.
So 18
makes an attack.
Oh, makes an attack. Yep. Oh, fair enough.
My AC is 21.
Sheesh.
18.
So another nat 1 against Magnus.
Now Magnus is telling stories.
Yeah.
Nat 20.
7 nat 20.
I have just done a 1 in 400 chance of happening as I rolled.
Dub ones.
Another nat 1.
Oh my gosh.
This nerd ain't ready. The heat.
You're cackling a lot, but you're not showing us what you can do.
Right.
Why don't you give up right now before we hurt you anymore?
And with the flail, that 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
So many dice to roll.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. No, not yet. That's 18 damage. Two of that lightning.
I will say this, you don't need to separate any of it at the moment. As no resistances or immunities or vulnerabilities.
Cool.
Did that include the extra d6 from...
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It was d4 from Trollstone, d6 from the extra, and then rage damage as well.
Cool, and then the flail damage itself.
Yeah, I've written it out because it's getting complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get more complicated.
Do you have Sentinel?
Yes.
That's okay. Why he just bopped the guy. It also means that he can't run away now.
It was very crazy with when it was the Spirit Warriors.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you attack them, I can reduce the damage, attack you, you attack me, I'm raging.
I mean, that is one of the options available to you as, but went with a different option.
Damage.
Yes.
Damage.
Well, that's the end of its turn. It can't run away because Sentinel.
Stay here!
So, it is currently...
It tries to slink away and Magnus is like, nah.
It is currently stuck between a rock and a hard place with a guy going spearfishing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's now the party's turn.
Magnus is still repeating the story of the Great Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And can finally do something I was supposed to be doing a lot, I have always forgotten to do, and I will be casting Hunter's Mark.
Nice.
On the creature.
Heroism doesn't require concentration?
It does require concentration, so I lose the temp HP.
Okay. It's already ended the frightened condition on you. Cool.
Yeah, it doesn't suppress it, it ends it.
Oh, come. Still attached to table?
Yeah, semi-conscious, the torture now having stopped.
Okay, I'm considering doing something stupid, but it's going to temporarily take me out of the fight.
I don't know, I feel like if we keep wailing on it, you might be able to help the...
Sneak around.
Help the Archon.
Well, I was pretty much going to get up to it and then either Misty Step or Dimension Door.
You'd have to Dimension Door, Misty Step. You can't take people with you.
I will recklessly swing at this thing.
Go for it.
I can't use the Battle Axe because I've used my bonus action for...
Thingy! Two flail attacks.
Ooh. That is lower, but it is still 16.
That hits.
And then that is 19.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I assume hits.
Yes, so 1d8 plus 2d6 plus 1d4 twice.
Yes. Okay, that's terrible. That is only 15 for the first hit. That's much better. 25 for the second hit.
So a total of 40 damage.
Yeah.
As you fully just break both of its arms.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, second question. Wings in the entryway.
Yeah.
Could me standing on the ground, could I touch them?
You are nowhere near the entryway.
With Dimension Door, I don't need to be.
Oh, you're thinking of
teleporting her to
her wings.
To the wings, touching her in the wings, and using my D6s to do a little bit of healing.
Oh, maybe.
Because I would like to do that now. Go, okay. Move action. Move up to her.
Uh-huh.
Standard action, touching her.
Yep.
Dimension Door to her wings. Because I have to specify...
A point within... Give me straight intelligence checks to try and calculate...
Visualize or describe. I visualize because I saw it on the way in.
Mm.
Yeah.
And well, now...
Yeah, it says visualize or describe. So...
Cool.
Move up, touch her, cast the spell, and then once I'm at the wings... Touching her and the wings.
So you're going to the lobby in the space between the wings being hung up.
Yeah, reach up and then as a bonus action, drop two of my D6 worth of healing into her and the wings to see if that does anything.
Cool. Before you roll, a little scene's going to play out.
Hey, yay, scene.
You run up to the being called Hope. which looks like she could blend in just about anywhere. She is an indistinct humanoid woman covered in very fresh cuts and slices, as she is missing several chunks of her flesh thanks to a certain shifting Hulk. You touch her and dimension door as you shift to the space where the wings are hanging, or rather where they should be hanging.
Oh.
As you arrive in the space, seeing a humanoid birdman blue, red, and gold feathers jumping out of the giant circular window on the top floor, carrying the wings of hope.
Frying pan.
Oh no.
But we don't know. We're just heading to
and
someone.
So he's jumping out.
Yeah.
And away.
Just as you teleport up.
He hasn't seen them, has he?
No.
Look up. See him doing that. Look up. Even accidentally. Swear I'm still going to drop the...
Yeah, cool.
10 points. So she's got 10 hit points back.
Cool. She is no longer making death saves.
Phew! Oh my gosh. You good.
That's all my actions basically spent.
I believe it is Tanwyn time.
Tanwyn time.
It's Tanwyn time.
Torn. Okay, let's see how these rolls go. I've got one more second level smite. So I might be able to do something good there, or I might whiff. So we'll just have to see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Look, you've already hit twice.
I've already hit twice. I'm already on the up and up.
It can only get better from here, Tanwyn.
I don't know about that. Oh, another 16.
That
yeah. Yay.
And you're smiting.
And I'm smiting. Here we go.
Oh, Lord, she's smart.
25. Cool. 25. And then I'm going to hit him again.
Before you hit him again, describe how you would like to take him out.
Oh, take him out. Okay.
How do you want to do this effectively?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I haven't had gotten to do this in forever. I've been whiffing for so long. So after Magnus smashes this guy with the flail. I'm assuming it hits him between the shoulder blades and he collapses to the floor. Tanwyn is going to come in with the 1-2 and chop his head off.
It stumbles, having lost its head, and you see the flesh begin to melt.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I don't like this.
As it melts, puddles of ooze and bones begin to fall to the floor, revealing a sword that was in its torso.
A demon sword. Is it a demon sword?
It very much looks like one.
Oh.
Tanwyn finally gets her demon sword!
Before you go to touch it, however, shadows coalesce as a hand grips the blade.
Oh, hey, no.
And draws it from its fleshy sheath.
Oh, now let's be reasonable here. Let's give me the sword, Shadow, and let's be done with it.
And why would I do that when I have just yet to begin my torment?
Because I've got another attack, and I'd like to do my...
Your turn ends.
Damn it! Oh!
As a demon of torment takes its sword.
I want that sword.
Of course you want the Tormentor's blade, and you can get it should you kill the Demon of Torment.
I want to kill the Demon of Torment so bad, guys.
Yeah.
You got to be back down here,
man. It's a paladin thing, the Sword of Torment.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a paladin of banishing aberrations, not doing good deeds or whatever.
So how's Hope looking now that I've pumped some healing shenanigans into...
She's no longer bleeding.
Tanwyn, I need some land hands up here.
Get back down here. We've got a problem.
Swear words. Lots and lots of swear words I will not repeat, even though we are...
We've always got a problem.
It's not your turn.
No, it's not.
It's the Demon of Torment's turn.
Yes. It looks around, assesses the situation, looks back at the empty table.
Oh, but my prize is missing.
Oh,
pray tell, where is my prize? I was promised hope. Where is she?
Couldn't tell you, to be honest. Don't really know.
Have you checked your...
Lying in front of a demon.
Well, I'm not really lying. I don't really
know. She's not lying. They don't know where I am in the house.
Have you checked your butthole?
Have you?
I'm going to enjoy this.
She's really not.
Can I get... Actually, no, there is no saving throw against this. Of you get marked with torment.
Oh, good.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You'll find out.
As it makes two attacks against each of you at advantage.
Yummy.
Because you have been marked with torment.
Oh, boy. No difference for boy, am I glad I wasn't there to be marked with torment.
That is a crit against Tanwyn.
No!
Reaction attack after this is all done.
Mm-hmm.
If Magnus survives.
Demons of Torment triple their crit damage.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you have the hit points for this.
I don't know if I do.
Running is a valid option.
I don't know if I do, man.
Well, that is low. 12 tripled is 36 plus 5, so 41 points of damage.
Okay, it's not a one hit.
Potentially a two hit, though.
That's almost all my remaining hit points.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
A 19 misses Tanwyn.
It sure does.
Thank out of four on that one.
Thank out of four on that one.
Oh, yeah. Before we get to the attacks against you, you said you would like to make an attack against it.
Oh, you go on.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
You have advantage against it.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because it's tormenting?
Yes, targets that are tormented by it have advantage against it, and it has advantage against you.
Goodness, that's miserable. Yeah, assuming a 11 doesn't hit.
No.
Oof.
It doesn't want to get tormented. Very ironic.
Well, that's another crit.
Yum.
Oh, you are rolling so good.
Yeah.
He's so pleased with himself.
The second one is a hit, though.
Beautiful.
Crit first. 48 plus 5 is 53 halved because you are raging.
Rawr.
Rawr.
So 26 points of slashing damage.
Yep, that'll stink.
And then that's a high roll. Another 26 points of slashing damage.
Damn. Ouchies.
Mm-hmm. And I need both of you to make me wisdom saves.
Oh, I knew I should have used watch as well.
That is only 25.
Hot damn.
That's an 11.
You are overwhelmed with with terror and are urged by every cell in your body. Run.
Yeah.
Your next turn, you may only run. You also get to use your bonus action to run.
Mm. I get to or I have to?
Yes.
Oof, no disengage.
Yeah, okay.
It is now your turn.
Do I get an action or is it my action is running?
Your action is running.
Okay.
You just run.
Yeah. I turn to Magnus and I say, I don't know about you, but I'm getting the hell out of here. And I turn and I sprint away.
Cool. Because you have been marked with torment, you cannot make attacks of opportunity against you.
Interesting.
Because part of the fun of tormenting people is the chase.
Oh. So I move 60...
90 feet.
90 feet. How far up the stairs do I get?
You get up the stairs and into the library office-y area.
Okay, not quite back to... Okay, cool.
Yeah, Magnus, you are now alone with the Demon of Torment.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Sorry! Sorry!
Are you, though?
I mean, I am.
I don't know what's going on.
You hear people running.
Not good, not good, not...
You're hearing Tanwyn running. Oh! I'm getting the hell out of here!
Magnus is gonna stay and fight, give Tanwyn time to get away.
Boring. I will say, because you succeeded on the wisdom save against that effect, you are no longer marked by torment.
Which means you don't get double damage.
And you don't get auto advantage.
Oh, right, sorry, auto advantage.
I don't get mad critted.
Yeah.
So one thing, we will chug a greater health.
Yeah.
smart.
And they are...
44 plus 4.
Oh, two fours, holy okay, that's probably good for salary in that. 3 4s, that's 8 total on the rolls.
You rolled 2 4s.
So, okay, math bad. I got 12 plus 4, 16 total.
Yeah, that was just like, that's not how that works.
Math. Yeah, I'll give this chuckle advantage against me. We'll attack recklessly.
Mm-hmm.
That is only 16.
That hits.
Oh, okay, nice. And that is way more than 16.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't transfer... Hunter's Mark, or is this the same creature, or...?
No, you did not transfer Hunter's Mark.
Okay, so I don't have that extra.
Also, you would need to make me to concentration save is against losing concentration on Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
Because you did get walloped twice. DC is 13 for both.
16 and 16.
Oh, you're fine then.
That is 20 and 19 damage.
19, so 20 and 19.
39.
So very nice. Amadeus.
So I hear Tanwyn, but no, Magnus isn't running, which is...
Magnus has started telling the tale of the fall of Ishigar. Might be able to hear him through the walls.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Maybe try and come to me. I've got some healing stuff.
This is a bad idea, but this campaign has been nothing but bad ideas from us. So what does Mercy look like right now? Sort of not bleeding, but hope.
Hope looks unconscious, sleeping off the wounds.
Ah, okay.
But, you know, safe enough.
Even though I saw Hinnis go out the window, I do not trust her here alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because this place is just bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
So despite being a skinny boy...
Uh-huh.
pick up Hope?
She is surprisingly light.
Good. Because I am surprisingly weak.
That's because all of those leg days have been paying off.
I'm pretty much going to pick up the Archon, fireman's carry, up to Tanwyn.
Your movement speed is halved because you are carrying someone.
15 feet.
Yes, you get about.
And that's 10.
If you use your action, you can also just
Keep moving.
Keep moving.
Yeah. Well, what was it to pick her up?
I'll just say it's a free action.
All right. And I'll pump another D6 dice into her chest to be safe. 2 points more.
Okay.
Just keeping her on the safe edge of stabilized. Because I don't know what's coming after Tanwyn. And that's turn. So moving towards Tanwyn.
Speaking of things coming after Tanwyn. The Demon of Torment, well, you're no longer fun anymore. It's no good when they're not afraid of me. Turns his attention away from you and pulls the horror movie villain tactic and teleports in front of Tanwyn.
No!
He is going to attempt to grab you by the throat.
Good.
Can you make me an athletics check?
Athletics? I can surely do that. Oh, that is a 17.
It rolled a 16 on the die plus 5. So 21.
What is the table's opinion on silvery barbs?
If it helps us, I'm fine with
it. You got
so
it.
So Magnus will call out something to the effect of, I don't know.
I'm 90 feet away.
Oh, you're 90 feet away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, can't do anything.
Yeah, because it's got a range of 60.
Yeah. No.
Disregard. How'd you get 90 feet away?
Because I used my bonus action as well.
Basically, the ability gives you the ability to dash as a bonus action and forces you to use it.
Okay.
Right. So I use dashes and everything.
Disregard.
I did all of it.
Yeah. You're going to be thrown.
Good.
Through the open door and out onto the landing.
Awesome.
In full view of Amadeus.
Yeah. Give me a dex save.
Oh, it's a save? Okay, good. Oh! That is a 24.
That succeeds.
Oh!
But you do 19. Still take damage.
Oh, yeah. I kind of got that.
From the Tormentor's throw ability.
Yeah.
But you do only take half of this.
Well, that's good.
And that's a low roll. So instead of taking 8, you take 4.
Woo!
But you are now prone.
Good.
Even if you sit the save.
Yeah.
And need to make me another wisdom save.
Oh, please be good and not bad. Please be good and not bad. Oh, it's bad. 6.
You still need to run from it.
Yeah.
That's the end of the Demon of Torment's turn.
How bad are you looking?
I'm about half.
All right.
I completely forgot. Did you halve the 26?
I didn't halve the second 26.
So give yourself 13 hit points back. Cause, okay. Yeah.
All right. So that. I'm going to see you fly through the door like, oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
No. So I'm going to dump 2 dice of healing into you just to keep you square this turn.
Okay.
Six more points.
Thank you very much.
Well, I was coming to you for healing, but I have the sudden urge to not be anywhere near this location right now.
That is smart.
Unfortunately, I can't dimension door anywhere because I am out of spell slots.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so what, you're going to run down the stairs again?
God damn it, leg day! Even downstairs, you hear a yell of, damn leg day!
Oh, there's someone else here.
As I run back down the stairs. Why? That's my turn. Cool. The two of you are free to whatever, but
Magnus will 40 feet, dash 40 feet,
uh-huh.
Put away battle axe, pull out, which I don't even know if this has been exposed before, but pull out the whip I've been carrying since the start of the campaign.
What? Yeah!
And hope that the teleport BS is limited.
Mm.
Hell yeah. Do I have to run away from him or can I just run?
Away from him.
Oh, and bonus action shift.
As long as you end further away from him than when you started.
Okay, because I would like to try and run back towards Magnus, if I may.
That would be running past him.
Yeah.
And that's not a happening thing.
That's not happening? No. Okay.
What if Tanwyn looks away?
Yeah, what if I'm just like, oh, I don't see it. I don't see it. Where do I have to run to? I feel like I'm almost outside.
You would be getting to the door that is the entrance to the mansion, if you were to just purely run straight to...
If Amadeus is at the foot of the stairs,
yeah.
You're basically racing down the stairs,
racing past
Amadeus to the door.
Yeah.
Effective, from the sounds of it, yeah.
I mean, that's what I do.
Cool. A turn of movement. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's all I can do.
Cool.
And that's all I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can throw open the doors, I'll throw open the doors.
To see him.
He's already there. No!
And now in the light, you get a proper look at him. He is this 8-foot tall, purple skinned, just full Zangief build.
Which is hilarious, given they've just released a trailer with him in it.
Yeah, with a great... I don't know if you guys are aware of what a German executioner sword looks like. It is a sword that is only for slashing. It is rounded on top. It is basically just this metal box on a stick.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And he wields wields a sword that...
Yum, yum.
In anyone else's hands would be two-handed in one.
And this is the Demon Blade?
And this is the Demon Blade.
God,
this,
I want that sword so bad.
Yeah, which is scrolled from tip to handguard in Infernal Runes. And
I like how you said to us that running is an option, and then you're like... No, no, no!
It wants you to run. Part of its favorite game, after all.
Don't like that.
As it raises one of its Digitrade feet that end in these dinosaur-like claws, and it kicks you.
Good.
AC of 21?
AC of 21?
I believe a 24 will hit.
That sure will.
And its kick attack does less damage, but it does knock you back 20 feet.
Good.
It only does 13 points of damage.
Oh, only.
Lightwork.
And you are knocked back 20 feet.
Good.
It then sees Amadeus carrying its prize, and now that its form is now solidifying, and its head with this mess of horns atop its head, like they're all which way and weaved and crossed, and it honestly looks like a nightmare. And it locks its five eyes on Hope, and its two mouths open. There's my prize. I can't have you running off with her.
Sure you can.
Well, we'll just have to see about that. And in his empty hand, he is going to conjure forth the spear of black and red energy. And he's going to throw it at Amadeus. I need a charisma save from you.
Run, Amadeus. Actually, it knocked me back 20 feet. Am I within 5 feet of Amadeus?
No.
Oh,
you're 35 feet from him.
No, that's only... am I close enough to get her?
No, you need to be within 10 feet.
Yeah.
No, 12.
Oof.
You fail. You are now marked with torment.
Oh, boy.
Woohoo.
Yippee.
And take 19 psychic damage. And that's the end of its turn.
I don't need to make a wisdom save?
Actually, yeah, you both need to make me wisdom saves because you are both tormented.
Sorry.
Nat 20.
You are no longer tormented.
Awesome. 11.
You are still tormented.
Yeah.
So, if I might take a thing first,
mm-hmm.
pull out a scroll and cast, because we had this one the last time, Protection from Good and Evil.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, very good.
Are you casting it on yourself?
No, I'm casting it on Hope.
Very nice.
Because Ocon of Hope.
Yeah. Hopefully she wakes up soon. Bloody well helps us.
Speaking of, roll me a nat 20 for her, please.
Ooh.
8.
She is still unconscious.
I run away.
Yeah. And then I dump 2 more d6.
I'm sorry, Danwood.
I'm going to dump 2 d6 into myself.
Mm-hmm. Good.
7, so I've got 2 left. 7 points of healing for myself.
Up. At least this time I can get towards Magnus.
Mm-mm-mm.
So
you can.
That's what I'm going to try and do.
Yep.
He's back at the front, up the stairs.
Because he's at the front door. You can't
get there. Yeah, I will say with 90 feet, you get more or less within 10 feet of Magnus.
Awesome.
And you're both here from below. Help! Please!
Yeah, Magnus is swirling down. Can't really do anything. Just moving closer.
Cool.
I guess can he interpose himself between the demon thing and Hope? Feels kind of pointless that it's just teleporting around.
Sure.
That's what I'll try to do.
Mm-hmm. It is now the Demon of Torment's turn. It sees its prize. The person carrying it isn't marked with torment, unfortunately for him.
And is standing there like,
oh no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. He's A, he's not moving. B, he's not letting go.
There is just this... Fine.
Slither of satisfaction from ruining this guy's moment.
He just rolls his neck, and then just this audible cracking of... The cracking noises from the gases between bones. Just this audible cracking sound as he rolls his neck. Yeah, that.
Oh, God, that
yummy.
The one afraid of me is too far away for this to be of any point. Fine.
I'm helping.
He moves frighteningly fast, as he is going to use his Tormentor's Charge ability, ending his movement right next to the three of you. By three of you, I mean Hope, Magnus, and Amadeus. And a shockwave emits from him, and I am going to need Amadeus and Magnus to make me strength saves.
Oh, woohoo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry, Amadeus.
Yeah, it's a 16.
Yeah, pretty good.
17?
16 was what you were looking at.
Oh, include your negative one strength, baby.
Hulk it out, Amadeus.
So instead of taking 17 force damage each, you only take 8. I'm going to need you to make me a second strength save, Amadeus, to keep hold of hope.
Oh. So...
Hope flies out of your arms a good 10, 15 feet. She's 3-4 meters away from you now.
Yeah.
How much was the damage again? Force?
Eight. Well, that's bothersome.
So is your mother, but you don't hear me complaining.
Oh, yeah.
He just nods. Good job. And he's just going to throw a punch right at your face.
Oh,
understandable. I just insulted his mother.
20.
Hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do a reaction attack afterwards.
Yeah.
24 points of bludgeoning damage.
So I'm unconscious.
As you are just punched into unconsciousness.
Sorry, guys. Starts down, you all.
That's fine. I'll get you back. Don't worry about it.
A 17 hit.
A 17 does hit.
We do have the hunter's mark back. I will roll concentration for that. 15 makes.
Yep.
17 damage.
Cool.
Please don't tell me I still need a roll of wisdom save.
No, you're too far away from it.
Oh, okay, phew.
In fact, you are so far away from it that you are no longer tormented by it.
Phew.
For now.
Phew, that's good.
Any more?
That's the end of it, sir.
Can I bonus action potion Amadeus?
Sure.
Okay, bonus action yeet a health potion to Amadeus.
Mm-hmm.
How much am I getting back?
What type of potion is this?
This is just basic. I've run out of my graders.
Yeah, 2d4 plus 2.
Eight.
You are now awake with 8 hit points, but you do probably have a concussion.
Not the first time Amadeus has had a concussion.
And
after getting your world rocked by a demon fist.
Okay, that's the first time I've had that happen.
We will attempt to... Oh.
Though, not the first time I've interacted with a demon.
Wait,
no, Mortimer's been quite lovely.
No, not even him. Yeah. I met one briefly when...
Oh, yeah, in the library.
That was the library, yeah.
This book doesn't belong here. I'm taking this with me.
Okay,
whatever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, demons doing demon things.
Demons doing demon things.
What you
doing?
Ruining your plans.
Okay. Ruining
your plans. Yeah, I'm just thinking about, do I cast a spell in concentration or do I...
I will say, the demon of torment is bloodied, so it is under half health.
Okay, we'll just keep wailing. And keep we will wail... recklessly.
Please. Uh-huh.
I'm starting to move on. What was... Did I ever get the Goliath's name? Have I got it somewhere here?
No, I never gave it to you because I never came up with one.
Okay, fine. I guess now talking about the tale of Ishigar's gotten to the point of Old King Harald's reign. Maybe Magnus is relating a tale of the heavy blows that Harald laid against the Ghouls or some mm-hmm. variation thereof. 16?
That hits.
Another 16. I am just rolling single digits today, apparently.
There enough.
Still doing good.
9. So that's 18 on one.
Uh-huh.
And 18 on the other.
So a total of 36 damage.
Yeah.
I would like to try and come back into mm-hmm. the room. How much movement do I have to do to be able to see what's going on?
You could get to the top of the stairs with just your basic movement.
Okay. And then I can see the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene is 60 feet away.
The scene is at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
And for distance-wise,
the stairs
top to bottom?
20 feet, maybe.
Okay.
So,
well, a party of characters that have ranges on things, so
yeah.
Tan, I figured I'd make sure for in case Tanwood had shenanigans that needed exact range.
Okay, do you guys think I should try and hit him with a spell? Or should I protect? Oh, okay, I'm going to use an action to try and hit him with some alchemist's fire, because we've got alchemist's fire in the bag. I'm going to throw
So Tanwin's just going to show up and then football pass style.
Yeah. Football pass, alchemist fire, vial.
Give me a quick religion check before you do that.
Oh, okay. Because he might be immune to fire.
Might be healed by fire.
Might be healed by fire. Okay, yeah. Can I get advantage because I'm a paladin?
Sure.
Yay!
Gotta squeeze that. Gotta squeeze it when you can, man.
Gotta squeeze it when you can. That is the wrong. Because my religion is...
Good?
Doo-doo.
No, not good. Well... That's a 19. Minus 1, 18.
He's a demon. Of course he's immune to fire.
Okay. I won't hurl alchemist fire at him then. I'll keep that.
That is demon 101.
Yeah. Makes sense.
The glass
shards
could...
Yeah, the glass shards.
He might take some blast. No, it's one of both of them.
Might take some damage. Probably won't, though. Never mind. Tanwin appears at the top of the stairs and she clips her fingers.
Oh.
And... she summons the spell Moonbeam, centered on him.
Uh-huh. Do you have a second level spell slot for that?
I do.
Cool.
I got one left.
And it needs to be, what type of save does he need to make?
He needs to make a constitution saving throw, please.
Does Magnus need to make one as well?
She can center it so that...
Yeah, I can center it so it's not on you.
Okay, con save. That's a plus 5 to this. What's your DC?
My DC is 15.
It takes half damage on a success, right?
Yes.
Okay, roll damage first.
4.
Okay, nat 20, so
yeah.
A whole total of 2 radiant damage.
Yeah. Is it a shape changer? Because it makes it saving throw with disadvantage.
No.
Ow.
It looks at the beam of light that is now striking it, and it's just like, ugh. You know, this might be a good torture method. It tickles. Oh, it's kind of painful tickle, though.
Okay, so I've never used it before. Give me a break.
Despite his demeanor, this thing is looking rough. There are so many different wounds that specifically Magnus has given
him. What?
Magnus would never.
Good job, Magnus.
I believe Magnus has been the only person to hit him so far. So,
yeah, and you've been doing a fantastic job.
So I'm going to...
It's what I do.
Yeah.
Basically, crawl to try and interpose myself between the demon and Hope.
Uh-huh.
And then try this as I cast Eldritch Blast at it.
Okay, give me 2 attacks.
That is 17 and 21.
Both hit.
Nice.
Cool, and it's D10.
You add your charisma modifier to damage, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you want to do this?
Oh!
Oh,
was it the executioner that had the multiple mouths, or does he also have multiple?
He has 2 mouths on his face.
Double barrel.
That's right. Choke on these as I fire the 2 eldritch blasts in his mouth and down his throat. And they explode from the inside, caking Magnus in demonic ichor.
That's not how the story ended.
Having the fleshy cavity where all the stomach, liver, and kidneys and everything just explode out from this spell, it looks down. Well, I've got to try that later. And falls over.
Please tell me that what?
Oh, you think it worked and all?
Oh, Megan's thank God like... for us.
Yep.
Oh, good work, guys.
Who knew that his own ability would bite him in his bum when Tanwyn ran way too far away?
Yay! I helped.
Well, hey, you... actually did damage to something.
I did.
Twice.
I did. Twice. Three times.
Even. So you actually helped in multiple ways.
I know.
Combat.
It's good.
That's right.
That's
right.
We all contributed.
I will drop concentration on Moonbeam and walk back down the stairs.
Yep.
And the good thing about the fact that I have been running around for 3 turns is that I actually still have all of my...
Gilly boys.
All of my lay on hands. So how are we all feeling? Who needs what?
Amadeus looks like absolute hogwash.
Yeah.
I am on a scale of 1 to 60. I am currently at an 8.
Good.
Amadeus's nose is also smashed into his face.
Yeah.
Well, he's got 2 black eyes.
Imagine there was almost skull exposed, but there's fresh heal from healing potion just barely covering it.
Tanwyn walks right up to Amadeus and she says, okay, close your eyes for me real quick. And she lays a gentle hand on his shoulder. And as soon as he closes his eyes, she grabs his nose and pulls it, straightening it as she heals him for 20 HP.
He screams like a toddler.
She goes, oh, it's okay. It's all over. It's all over. Yeah, you're looking better already.
Do you have any more of that? Because, and he'll gesture at the Alcanon.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I do and all, but first, how are you doing there, Magnus? You feeling all right?
Magnus looks off to the middle distance. Ishigar took many blows.
Okay.
You don't have to be, just because you're swathed in stories. Doesn't mean you need to be dramatic, Magnus.
Drama is my power.
What are you, a teenager now?
Oh, I quite like it, actually. I think it's been good for him.
That is such an edgelord or emo.
Yeah,
like, drama
Magnus.
Gives me power.
Yeah, I love the etiquette, Magnus.
Yeah, and Magnus is going to turn to Amadeus and be like, for one who likes to read, you sure do underestimate the power of a story.
Power of a story aside, are you hurt?
Yes, but I'll survive.
Okay, I'm only going to ask once. And I will turn to Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I will kneel down, check her over, and give her want to have a little bit left in the gas tank, so I'm going to give her 15 HP.
Ookie dookie. Between the healing that she received earlier and this, you watch as the missing chunks of flesh that had been carved off of her slowly grow from the golden blood that had been pooling out of her as she is by no means fully healed, but she is beginning to heal.
Does she awaken?
That she does.
All right there, my lover. How are you feeling?
What?
It's good to see you back in the land of the living.
We're here to help.
She lifts her head up, starts to prop herself up, looks around.
All right, be gentle with yourself.
Huh, didn't think anyone would come for me.
You just had to have hope.
Yes.
There's just a slight withering look at you.
I'm going to guess then you're aware of...
Who you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have played to you once or twice.
Well, that's nice.
Anyway, we'll give you your wings back, but a complete douchebag made off with them.
Aye, we've got a small problem. You're still not quite whole yet.
Scale of 1 to 10, how important are your wings?
Like a 7? My power's not in my wings, but it does mean that I can't return to the Divine Realm anytime soon.
I'm sorry to hear that, my dear.
A really nasty guy happened to have your wings. Not saying that that's the case.
Oh, no, no, I am saying it because I saw him making off with them.
I'm trying to not alarm the patient.
Oh.
I'm aware that I don't have my wings, and probably someone awful has them, so yes.
Anyway, we work for Manadorn. Don't know if you know who that is.
No, we don't.
No! Out of fire.
Yes, I am aware of all the gods.
Right, excellent. Well,
I could probably start listing off hundreds that you aren't even aware of.
No, that sounds lovely. Maybe we can do that in the sick bay.
We need to take her along to Quest.
So I will reach into the bag of holding, because we got the beacon, because I'm assuming the fact that we got bipped in here out of town and not where we were supposed to be means that the teleportation circle was a bit, oh dear God, no. Mm. So I'm going to grab the beacon out of the bag of holding, activate that, making sure we're all in one spot to...
As you... activate the beacon, a teleportation circle starts forming beneath your feet, and you're all teleported back to the top of the second tallest tower in Vanguard's Hold.
Excellent. Nice. As soon as we get there, I look around for anyone who's there.
The portal smith is.
I point at her and I say, a medic immediately, please.
No time to waste.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, we're all kind of supporting her.
We're all messed up as well.
She's like, I'm not a runner, but I do have something. And she pulls out a whistle. And as she pulls out a whistle, you hear a returning whistle.
Nice.
You've heard these, not regularly, but it's not an uncommon sound to hear throughout the hold. As you see out from where the med bay is... come, not pallbearers.
Stretchers?
Damn. Stretcher bearers.
Don't want the pallbearers.
No.
Especially not the Garnon ones.
But they're cool. They dance. Two aides to the doctor come out with a stretcher, get to the elevator, get brought up. Not even saying anything, see the very severely injured person run over to her, more or less sweep her off her feet, lay her down on the stretcher. Don't give any room for argument or
anything. We let her go.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the argument from her.
And I would like to follow them. And, you know, I'm bruised, I'm bloody, got a black eye, my arm's probably broken.
Yeah.
You know, my shield is kind of hanging from it. Limp after them.
Yeah, the two aides look at all three of you and get you to follow them.
I can walk, but, thank you kindly,
You guys get to the get to the med bay, and the doctor looks at the three of you.
Well, it's better than being hungover.
Well, not by much, though.
Considering you look concussed. Yes, in, now, quickly.
Thank you.
Right.
You're all made to lay down.
Ouch, owie.
Ouch, owie.
Remove any extraneous layers that you can.
Ouchie, ooh.
Be careful with that coat, please. It's sentimentally valuable.
It gets hung over the chair next to the
bed.
And you have your wounds attended, not by the main doctor, because she is currently very busy attending to Hope.
Yes.
Muttering to herself, seeing golden blood.
She's an archon.
The hell's that?
She's a mini deity.
We'll talk about it later.
When you say that, there is just eyes wide. It's just like, why is it always something with you three?
Because we get the job done.
Could we talk to Amethyst, please?
I was just going to ask, how long is it until Amethyst shows up? Because it's us.
Not that long. She strolls in. The hold is very empty, everybody having been dispatched.
Yeah.
Well, you three certainly returned quicker than I expected.
We've got a very special patient. We thought you'd like to know about her.
Who?
The Archon Hope.
The Archon Hope.
One more time, please.
The Archon, as I point to her, Hope.
The Archon Hope.
Henris has her wings.
Ah.
We found her in an old mansion being tortured.
Henris's mansion. And all the residents there look kind of like him now, including the pigs.
Oh, that was really weird. So there's some sort of... We were hoping to investigate further, but we had to get out of there quick smart. We got pretty banged up.
Because a torment something.
Some sort of demon.
There are demons on the side.
I didn't grab the sword.
I will allow you ever grabbed the sword, because...
I grabbed the sword!
Is it in the bag of holding?
I'm assuming yes.
It's in the bag of holding. Yeah.
I think it was a hug demon.
Something like that.
No, it was annoyed that we weren't running away enough. Yeah, or it was afraid to of it enough.
Closer to us to hug us.
Probably a torment demon then. Okay.
So you think Henris is in cahoots with the demons?
I wouldn't be surprised.
The Tormentus ones?
He works for an entity that is known as the Tyrant God.
Aye.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are many, many demons following him.
Aye.
Oh,
it makes God. A lot of sense. Hopefully everybody else out there is
doing okay.
Doing okay.
Oh, my head. Why is it always concussions?
I fixed your nose pretty good, though. It looks all right.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks. I appreciate that. It's just...
The bend in it is going to look really dashing once it's healed up.
Sure.
You look like a warrior.
So...
For Tanwin, that's a compliment, and for Amadeus, that is not a compliment.
No.
He's like my aquiline nose.
So that would explain the wave of despair that hit us all before. Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
You think the wave of despair was hope being tortured?
There's just a no-da look on her face.
Well, okay. I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Plan.
The plan is for the three of you to rest and recover.
Right.
And I'm going to talk to the doctor to see what the story is with our new resident divine. Okay, sure.
Look, we don't mean to find all the weird stuff, but you keep sending us to the places with where all the weird stuff. So if anybody's to blame for this, it's you.
Okay, well, we're not fighting with Amethyst today. I've got so many bruises.
But that might just be the concussion talking.
Honestly, this is a good thing. I think, I hope... She kind of... She looks real, just ashamed of herself.
Look, we all get one.
I'm still holding on to mine.
That worries me. Moving on. Having hope here, hopefully, will make our plans easy. I don't know. There's so much going on. I walked in here hoping for a quick distraction from everything.
Well, is this a good enough a distraction for you?
Yeah.
Congratulations, and you're welcome.
I think if we work together, we can sort this all out.
Yes. Speaking of working together, once the three of you are recovered fully...
Aye.
I would like the three of you to be helping on the God laser.
Oh!
That sounds like fun. I think we can do a bit of that.
We've got a pothole for it and everything.
Yes, considering somehow everything we are needing to make it, you have collected for it, it's only fitting that the three of you help work it.
Out. Work out the kinks.
Fire the laser.
You know, with you three, I wouldn't be surprised if it started liking feet for whatever reason.
That would be very on brand for the three of us.
Shockingly, yes.
Okay, I've only accidentally done that with a sword once.
What?
I don't want to know.
I'll tell you later on if we all survive.
Good. You're buying the first round. Have I mentioned how much I hate concussions?
Yes.
Good. Because I do.
I'm going to go see...
About the...
Yes.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Have fun.
You should try and close your eyes, Amadeus.
I'm going to try and sleep for fun.
The doctor yells, no, he shouldn't. He has a concussion.
I thought people with concussions should sleep.
No.
Okay. I have to suffer through this? Why?
Because you might not wake up.
Well, I'll keep you company.
I have to suffer through this. Why?
Well, don't worry, Amadeus. I'll keep you company. I'll tell you about the time that... And then it just kind of fades out. It just, yep.
I think that is where we will end the session for tonight. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.